Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Good day and welcome to the Brand USA Audit Committee Meeting Conference. Today's call is being recorded, and at this time, I would like to turn the conference over to your host, Kyle Edmiston. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. This is Kyle Edmiston, the chair of the Brand USA Audit Committee. I'd now like to call the meeting to order and begin the minutes for this particular meeting. First of all, again, a hearty welcome to the committee members on the line as well as to those listening in. We appreciate your time and interest in Brand USA and certainly in the audit function and the credibility that this gives our organization as we continue to move forward. In my very brief opening remarks, again, I want to thank Chris Thompson, our CEO, and Don Richardson, our CFO, for doing such a great job. Again, we are in a very good place right now, as you'll see, as we kind of start walking through this, and certainly the leadership team at Brand USA and those two individuals particularly have been doing a fantastic job. And so with that, members, you were sent the minutes from the August 19th committee meeting, and so I put forth a motion that they be approved. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, have a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, those are approved. And so at this point, we will move on into the presentation and discussion that Don has for us today. Don, it's all yours.
Thank you, Kyle. I, before we go there, I think Jake would like to offer a comment.
Yeah, just one small note on those minutes. None of the committee members who voted on the on those minutes were actually committee members at the August 19th meeting. However, these minutes were reviewed and approved by the committee in the February 27th closed meeting of the audit committee, with Tom Klein confirming the accuracy of those minutes. And I just want the record to reflect that these minutes are the same that you reviewed back in February, and are appropriately entered into the record on Tom Klein's confirmation. Just a minor recording note here for the committee.
So with the minutes reflecting that, I think we're ready to move on.
Ready to roll.
Okay, great. Good day, committee members. In the room today, we have, why don't we just go around the table and introduce ourselves. Obviously, Don Richardson, Chief Financial Officer.
Stan Matos, Vice President Operations.
George Schutzer, Counsel.
Catherine Cush, Controller.
Jason Newcomb, Director of Finance.
Jake Conti, In-House Counsel.
All right, with that introduction, I think we're ready to go to our first topic. And the first topic today is our review of our second quarter financials. We've also included the month of April in addition to the through March quarter two. So if in your pre-reads, if you would go to page 23, you will see the summary of the financials, and if you can just let me know when you've gotten there. If you're using DirectorPoint, it's page 30. I'll give you a minute to get there. Has everyone reached that location?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, so overall, we're doing very well from a financial standpoint. Our cash position is very strong. As you can see, it's at $85.3 million at the end of April. We're 113% above our floor requirement, reserve requirement of $40 million. Much of this increase came in the month of April, and it was due to a cash receipt from Treasury for some of our matching funds. So cash position is great. On a partner cash contribution front, we are currently trailing behind, but I would just hasten to tell you that we will reach our revised goal of $52.5 million. Our original goal was $55 million. We downgraded the goal or recast the goal by $2.5 million due to the fact that we lost one of our major contributors, Visit Florida, for this particular year, but I'm confident that we're going to get to the revised goal of $52.5 million. In-kind contribution, we're trailing there as well year to date. There is a detailed roadmap of how we're going to reach the $50 million goal. I am confident that we're going to get to the $50 million, so I don't anticipate any issues at all of hitting that goal, even though that we're trailing at this point. From a sponsorship perspective, which is on the very next page, we are trailing in that area as well. The situation here is we would probably likely be on target, but we signed a deal for worth $3 million with Expedia. Based on the way that deal is written, we can't recognize $2 million of that revenue into the next fiscal year. They had a condition in there from an accounting perspective that simply does not allow us to record that $2 million into next year. Short of that, we wouldn't be on target at this point. And then finally, looking at expenses, we're trailing expenses at this point, primarily due to timing differences. However, I am forecasting that we're going to be at least $2 million under expended at the end of the fiscal year. So just in summary, we have a strong cash position. We're going to get very close to our revenue goals, and I'm predicting a little bit of an expenditure for our expenses at the end of the fiscal year. Nothing, in my opinion, nothing to worry about at this point. So at this point, I'll take questions on the financials if anyone has any.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Are we any hearing no questions? I'm going to move to our next topic, which is our policies, annual review of our policies. And these are found on page 9 of the handout. So I'll give you a moment to get there.
And for the phone lines on the question and answer session, please press star 1 to be placed in the queue.
Yeah, what I'd like to do is wait for the questions from the public at the end of the public session, please, operator.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. All right, looking at our policies, in accordance with our audit committee charter, there's a requirement for the committee to review all of our audit-related policies annually, and we normally do that at the Q2 meeting, which is now. We've sent you all of the policies that relate to that. There's basically 11 policies. However, there's only 3 that we want to notify you of our changing, of a change in those policies, and those are the in-kind policy, the procurement manual, and then the revenue recognition policy. Jake is going to walk you through the first two, and then I'll walk you through the change in the revenue recognition policy. So, Jake, take it away.
Sure. First, I'd like to just point out that the policies that are unchanged and note that they've all been distributed to you in the meeting materials, giving you the opportunity to look through them. They're all unchanged. Available and open to answer any questions that you might have on them. If there are none, I'm happy to proceed with the discussion of the two changed policies. Okay. Can we go to the next slide, please? So the first policy change is the procurement manual. The changes in the policy are largely for clarity around changing titles and responsibilities, but the substantive change is really expanding the signature authority of C-suite members in the organization. Currently, the chief marketing officer and the chief strategy and communication officers have authority to sign contracts or bind the organization for contracts up to $5,000. The CFO has the authority to bind the organization for contracts that fall below $25,000. The suggested change is to increase their authority to sign contracts up to $100,000. That figure is important because the $100,000 threshold is where CFO review happens on all contracts regardless. So if we make the shift, there's really no change in terms of any internal review. It's only a shift in terms of who is able to sign the contract and bind the organization. We checked with our insurer, and they confirmed that expanded signature authority has no impact on Brand USA coverage. All competition and other justification requirements for awarding the contract remain intact, so we still need to do the same sort of due diligence in terms of bringing the contract to a head. Those competition requirements are largely focused on ensuring that Brand USA is getting the best price for the good or service that it's seeking. I think that is that's it in terms of what we're seeking. It's largely administrative rather than substantive. So if there are no questions or concerns, we'd like to move forward with the implementation of the new policy effective at the close of this meeting.
This is kind of a question. When it refers to all C-suite individuals, how many individuals is that?
It's four. Including Chris, there are now four. So Ann Madison is the Chief Strategy and Communications Officer. Tom Garzilli is the Chief Marketing Officer, and Don Richardson is the Chief Financial Officer. Chris Thompson still has signature authority for pretty much everything.
So there's no change but Chris, of course.
Exactly.
Okay. So all C-suite individuals refers to four individuals in full?
Correct.
Got it. Okay, thank you. That was my only question.
Jake, the audit committee has the authority to do this without it going before the full board?
Yeah, we don't actually ask for approval. We're making you generally aware of the policy changes that we're making, and if you have reservations, we obviously will not implement them.
Okay.
But generally, these are internal policies, and we don't ask for formal approval. This is mainly an opportunity for us to present them and then make the changes with your guidance.
Right. No. And again, I have no issues with the change as done. I just wanted to make sure from a procedural standpoint that we dot the I and cross the T on that. So.
Yeah. I mean, certainly the audit committee at the upcoming full board meeting next week will make the rest of the board aware of
okay.
any of these changes or adopted changes. With any insight or. Comment that you may have today.
All right. Does anyone else have comment or question before we move on? All right. Hearing none, then, Jake, the committee certainly endorses that, and we will move on to the next one.
Great. So the committee charter for the audit committee requires the committee to look at the in-kind policies and procedures to see if they're adequate. It's sort of an interesting responsibility given, who actually controls the in-kind policies and procedures. So for the new board members and certainly new committee members, a little background. The Travel Promotion Act provides really the avenue and the opportunity for Brand USA to submit, non-federal cash and in-kind contributions for matching funds. But it's largely silent on the mechanism for doing so. Brand USA, the U.S. Department of Commerce, and the Department of the Treasury got together in 2011 and entered into a memorandum of understanding to identify roles and responsibilities, which ultimately resulted in the first in-kind policies and procedures. The GAO, as part of the initial Travel Promotion Act, performed a programmatic audit of Brand USA in 2012 and 2013, and one of the suggestions that came out of their report was that Brand USA and the Department of Commerce should formalize the editing and review process of the in-kind policies and procedures. And that recommendation was memorialized in reauthorization language, and we are now required by law to meet biannually with the Department of Commerce to review the in-kind policies and procedures. All that's to say is, we have this formal process and we've gone about it, But ultimately, it's the Department of Commerce that controls. And there is a big footnote on page one of the in-kind policies and procedures that you know, lays out in explicit detail that the Department of Commerce has complete discretion over the in-kind policies and procedures. So that's a little background. The change that was discussed is and has been implemented and accepted by the Department of Commerce and concurred all the way through their concurrence process is to more formally enumerate how Brand USA supplies supporting documentation for in-kind contributions, dealing with two things. The first is invoices. If an invoice is of similar size and quantity, it may be used, of the contribution, it may be used to support Brand USA's recommendation for matching funds. If it is not, or if the contribution is valued in excess of $3 million, Brand USA must rely on an independent evaluation. In developing the methodology, you know, Brand USA and the Department of Commerce looked to other federal agencies and both the IRS and some grant-making organizations to look at how they address independent evaluations for matching funds or for charitable contribution relief. So we look at two things in evaluating an evaluator. The first is the methodology. You know, Brand USA and the Department of Commerce largely look at a market-based approach. The market-based approach is what a willing buyer would pay a willing seller with neither force to act, basically an arm's-length transaction. And we look at the evaluator. Does the evaluator have requisite educational or professional experience to perform the job? Finally, the evaluator needs to be doing these evaluations regularly, and they must be doing these evaluations for payment. And then the final inclusion is that there can be no forum shopping. You know, Brand USA cannot go out and speak with a number of auditors and cherry pick the best evaluation. You know, any completed evaluation must be disclosed to the Department of Commerce. And we'll take an average of all completed evaluations. So that is now part of the in-kind policies and procedures, and is the way that we are operating. And you know, we have been successfully submitting in-kind contributions under this new policy since February of 2017. So there's nothing really to ask for permission here, because again, Brand USA doesn't really have any control in the matter. It's more to make you aware of the methodology that we're using, both for submitting in kind and, as you'll later see, you know, how it affects some revenue recognition stances that the organization takes. I'm open to any questions, or can clarify or add if you have anything you'd like to talk about.
Is there an audit performed, or at least a post-executional confirmation that the in-kind product or service was actually delivered? I'm thinking specifically of a media campaign, for example, or media space. Is it ultimately audited that it was actually executed?
So that's an excellent question, particularly because of the way that Brand USA submits contributions and media contributions. The in-kind policies and procedures allow us to submit contributions before they are actually used. And yes, the Department of Commerce does come back post hoc and take a look to make sure that we did in fact receive the media impressions or the pages or the media space that we are attesting to in our request. You know, we also do that on our end for revenue recognition, to make sure that we did in fact receive or use the advertising. And if not, we have to notify the Department of Commerce of any changes. So, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Any further questions on that?
controlling stuff.
All right, so if you turn the page to the next slide. Lastly, we're notifying you of a change to our revenue recognition policy to align with best practices. Best way for me to describe this is currently we recognize in-kind revenue when it's 1, received, 2, evaluated, and 3, presented to commerce. So, for example, if we receive a contribution in October, but we hadn't presented it to commerce until the following September, based on putting the packages together and the books together, which normally contain multiple donations, then we would not have recorded it for 11 months, that even though we had received a contribution. The change that we would like to do, or recommending or notifying you of, is that we're going to change that now to align ourselves with best practices to record it when it's received and evaluated. So in an example that I just talked to you about, receipt of a contribution in October that was clearly evaluated, we would record that at the appropriate time in alignment with best practices in October. We're expecting to make this effective in the new fiscal year, starting October 1 of this calendar year. So at this point, I'll take any questions that you have about that particular change.
Sounds good. Thank you, Don.
Okay, great. So that's it for the policy changes that we're for notification. And again, we'll start the previous two immediately, and the revenue recognition policy will begin starting October 1, the new fiscal year. All right. I'm going to move to the next agenda item, which is the gift, travel, and entertainment report. Our gift and entertainment policy requires each employee to report gifts received in conjunction with their employment at Brand USA. It also gives guidance to what gifts are not acceptable. For example, cash under any circumstances is not acceptable. So,
thank you for that clarification, Don. We appreciate it.
These are the employees who have reported this quarter. Their items that they've received. Normally, prior to this meeting, to our audit committee meetings, I send out a notification reminding employees that they need to look back over the last quarter and make sure that they've reported everything that they've received. And this is what we have today.
Well, thank you for that update, Don. And like I said, I'd just like to make sure to encourage, and we'll do so at the board meeting as well, all of the employees to be diligent in doing this. There needs to be a transparency with the way we do business, and certainly this is a step in that direction.
Kyle, that's a great point, and thank you for that. I also want to note that it's not just gifts that are required to be reported. It's also entertainment and travel, with business purposes associated with it. So it's we have a duty to report literally everything that we receive, and it's a good time.
Yes. And Jake, of course, as someone who works for state government and isn't allowed to receive any gift over $25, I completely appreciate this policy, and like I said, I just would encourage all of the employees to be diligent in their efforts to adequately and in a timely manner report this in the form that is requested.
Does the report reflect the gifts that the employees retained or the employees received? Because the policy says in certain kinds of gifts they're supposed to either return them or turn them over or
right.
donate it
to the organization. Right.
Our expectation is that if you received it, period, whether you kept it or not, you can also have an explanation of that you returned the gift, what have you. But it's just for clarity and bringing everything into the sunshine, per se, you're supposed to report all gifts offered, whether you, and then disposition of that gift. And and also fall in line with the policy. So the policy is pretty detailed and clear. We are going to make additional efforts, Mr. Chairman, based on your endorsement here, to continuously remind our employees and also just put it at the forefront of their minds to do so. So thank you. At this point, Mr. Chairman, we're at the for the open session. We're at the end. So
okay. We'd like to open.
Right, there you go. Thank you.
Yeah, we would like to open it to the public now for any questions of anything that has been discussed and taken up by the audit committee. Operator, we would be happy to entertain those questions at this time.
Thank you. To signal for a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone telephone. Also, if you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute button is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment, and a voice prompt on your phone line will indicate when your line has been open. Once again, star 1 at this time for questions. And once again, star 1 at this time for any questions. Again, we'll pause for just a moment. And it appears there are no questions in the queue.
Okay. At this time, I would take a motion from a committee member to close the public session and end our meeting.
So moved.
Second? Any opposed? Hearing none, then this concludes the public portion of our meeting. Operator, we would like to go into closed session now, please.
Thank you, and once again, that will conclude today's public session. We thank you all for joining. You may now disconnect.